You're listening to a rally and march organized by Families to Amend California's Three Strikes Law, more commonly known by their acronym, FACTS. If you'd like to get more of the facts about the law, log on to www.factsone.com, that's F-A-C-T-S and the number one.com, or call 213-746-4844. There are a lot of FACTS chapters throughout the state, and their headquarters is in L.A. FACTS has a lot of activities planned in October in preparation for November 5th, when the U.S. Supreme Court will hear the cases of two men unjustly sentenced under the Three Strikes Law. The march and rally you're listening to took place on March 9, 2002. At a rally after the march, many people, from politicians to preachers to former prisoners, took their turn to speak out against this unjust law. You're listening to Radio IMCLA, a joint project of the Los Angeles Independent Media Center and KIL Radio. LA Indie Media can be found online at www.la.indiemedia.org, and KIL Radio is at www.kilradio.org. Radio IMCLA webcasts every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 4 to 6 p.m. Pacific Time on killradio.org. If you have an idea for a future show, please contact us at radioimcla@doityourself.com. And now, back to the rally.
Three strikes is a crying shame.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Oliver Delgado from the South Central Youth Empowered Through Action. I'm here on behalf of my African-American and Latino brothers and sisters who are being locked up every day. California spends more money maintaining prisons than they do our education. They are creating laws like Three Strikes and Proposition 21 that make it easier for youth of color to get thrown behind bars. We want to put an end to all these racist laws that target us, the youth of color. We want schools, not jails. We want books, not bars. We demand equality. Power to the people!
Good afternoon y buenas tardes. My name is Blanca Jimenez, and I'm a representative for Congresswoman Maxine Waters. I want to, first of all, apologize to FACTS and everyone here today. The Congresswoman was scheduled to attend today and speak, but we got word late yesterday that she wouldn't be able to make it here today. But I wanted to thank FACTS and everybody who marched today. The work that FACTS is doing is important, more than I think that they know. A lot of people know Maxine Waters' name that are in the California State Prison. And they write to us every month. We see the letters. There's literally thousands that we get every year. And there's very few people or organizations that we can refer them to. And FACTS is one of them. And to my understanding, there's going to be propositions on the ballot coming up within the next year or two. But that takes money. And that takes a lot of work and organization. And hopefully all of us can start reaching out to the organizations and the people that we know. We can start pushing elected officials to start supporting this officially and stop being wishy-washy. And basically, even, you know, $1 or $5 from every one of us can make a big difference. And especially if this is a movement that's statewide, it's cruel and unusual punishment, it's unconstitutional, and it's used unfairly against black, mainly black and brown, who are the biggest populations in the state of California. So we got to start showing our elected officials. It doesn't just have to be Congresswoman Maxine Waters, Assemblywoman Jackie Goldberg, Assemblyman Rod Wright. We need to start pushing everybody, whether they're elected officials, whether they're the dog catcher, whoever they may be, and we get them to say, I am opposed to three strikes, and I will support any proposition on the ballot that is put to the voters that is just and is fair. And as a representative here for Congresswoman Maxine Waters, she supports you 1,000%. And we thank you for all the work that you've done in marching today and continued success. Thank you.
From Lakeland, we start everything off with a prayer when we talk. In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful, I bear witness that there is no God but Allah. We honor Him. We thank Him for His many blessings. The greatest of all is divine revelation. We thank Almighty God Allah for His many prophets, servants, and worthy servants, from Moses to Jesus to Muhammad. Peace be upon these worthy servants. Thank y'all for giving me the opportunity today to speak. But where are the drum majors for justice? You are, and we are. As you can see, in Kern County, we have a coalition. But we send more people to prison in Kern County under three strikes legislation than any other of the 57 counties. We send more innocent people to prison than any other of the 57 counties coming out of the state of California. Yet we have the lowest in capita. I think the time has come for us to unite as we unite across this globe. I am the president of the Southern Christian Leadership Conference in Kern County, in which Muslim and Christian are coming together to work together in a common cause to bring about a change to the evil in which has been oppressed upon us. As you can see, we have a coalition in Kern County, and it is made up of Latina, Caucasian, as well as African American, as well as Native American. And all of us are taking on this plight as Minister Farrakhan and Martin Luther King III and others throughout this country are doing the same. But we can do it together as a team. So I would say that the message that I want to send today is the message to be the drum major for justice, the drum major to get out and bring about an evil, to walk the streets, to sign the petitions that are being passed out, to take those petitions door to door, even though you're tired, to put this back on the ballot. With that, I'm going to just let someone from our area other than myself speak, if that's all right with you.
Viva Cesar Chavez!
Viva!
The farm workers are losing a lot of their young people to the prisons because of something that somebody said before I did, that 50% of them are dropping out. In Arvin, California, the state correctional officers were picketing the mayor's office because private prisons were there. That's how much power they got. They scared them away. The prisoners, the union of the correctional officers, did away with the district attorney down in one of those little towns in where we live at in the valley. It doesn't matter where it's at. They're all over the place. They're here in Los Angeles. They're up and down the valley. And you know what they're doing with Governor Davis. They're footing him. And we got to get together, those of us that have these pensions that don't have no money, some of us that are homeless, whatever, and we got to walk those streets and get those signatures. I talked to several people in here. Out of 10, probably 2 of them knew about it or had signatures. Everybody's waiting for somebody else. There's no way for nobody. It's each one of us. And then get your brother, your uncle, your grandfather, your sister, whoever, and get them busy getting these signatures. God bless you.
Is going to be the newly elected student body president from UCLA, Karen Lane.
I would like to thank all of you for inviting me to be here today. As a member of the African Student Union at UCLA, we work very closely with FACTS as an organization. And when we see here at UCLA being one of the few African Americans here at UCLA and even one of the few people of color at UCLA, it's very encouraging to know that the community is still standing in support of its youth, still standing in support of its daughters and sons. So on behalf of the African Student Union and UCLA as a community, I am grateful that the community has come to UCLA and taken over the streets and shown its support for the community. We stand here in the year 2002, approaching the 10th year anniversary of the Los Angeles Rebellion. And as we stand here together as a collective, we have to ask ourselves, what does that mean? In particular, we have to ask ourselves on the heels or at the approaching of this anniversary, what support as the state of California, what support has the state shown for not only our youth, but our mothers and our fathers? What support has the state of California invested in the community? We have to ask that question. We have to take into consideration the fact that at UCLA, the largest public institution in Los Angeles in Southern California, one that's supposed to be the most prestigious, there are less than 1,000 African Americans in a school of 30,000. Out of that 1,000, there's less than 400 African American men. So we have to begin to ask ourselves where, in fact, is the state of California investing its efforts and its resources? We have to use that in comparison with the statistics that we all know. The fact that in the last 20 years, there's been 21 prisons built and only one university. So we have to begin to ask ourselves, what is the investment that the state of California has in our community? As a student at UCLA, we're often charged that we're no longer a part of the community. We're a part of this elite few. But we see the ramifications every day in our life. When I look in our lecture on ethnic relations, when I look in that lecture of nearly 500 students, and I see no people of color, I see no men of color. So the risk and the risk and the investment that we have to take as a community, the ownership we have to take of our community, is inevitable. It has to happen today. It has to happen right now. I stand here representing youth. I stand here representing students. And we're so excited and so encouraged by seeing all of you here today. And we stand in support because our resistance to the three strikes is not just out of because we see people doing it. Our resistance to three strikes is because of our commitment to humanity, our faith in humanity, and our faith in the fact that by putting more men and women in prisons, you're robbing our community of needed resources. So I thank you for all being here today. And please know that all of your support means that you're supporting us here at UCLA in our fight and struggle. Thank you so much.
Everybody here today, because I know you are here today because you know that three strikes is the most evil, mean, and vicious law that California has ever passed. You're here today because you want to stop three strikes. You want it to apply to those violent felonies that you voted for in 1994, not petty thieves. Did you know that 80% of prisoners are addicted to drugs, or that 75% of prisoners cannot read past the fourth grade reading level? Did you know that 44% of prisoners in under three strikes are African American and 27% are Latino, but African Americans only make up 8% of California's population? Did you know that poor white people are in prison under three strikes, but not rich white people? I think you knew that, and I think you know that California imprisons poor people and poor people of color and people of color, because California is a racist state. You know these things. I don't have to tell you that. I'm here today. My name is Donna Warren. I am the Green Party candidate for Lieutenant Governor. The reason I'm running is because I am totally committed to amending three strikes to violent felonies only. That means I have to tell you something. I have to tell you something that you probably don't really understand. We had a primary last Tuesday, and I would imagine that if you're going to change the law, most people here are registered voters. I even imagine that most of you guys are registered Democrats. This is what you need to understand. That as long as you vote for Gray Davis, or if you're a Republican, Bill Simon, our Cruz Bustamante, who likes to call African Americans the N-word, as long as you vote for Davis, Bustamante, Simon, you will not amend three strikes. Think about it. You need to come out of your comfort zone. And that's exactly what you're doing. You're going right into the booth, and you're voting Democrat, and you're voting Republican. Well, maybe not too many Republicans, but you're voting Democrat. You are shooting yourself in your own foot, because Gray Davis and Cruz Bustamante collect millions of dollars from prison guards, from wealthy landowners who want to build prisons on their property, from the companies that trade in stocks, prison stocks, and from construction companies that build prisons. That's who gives the money to Gray Davis and to Cruz Bustamante, and will be giving the money to Richard Simmons if they haven't already. Bill Simon, that right-wing conservative that we're all in trouble if either he or Davis get into office. Poor people do not contribute to political campaigns. And so Gray Davis is not interested in amending three strikes. Yet, 80% of the people in prison are there. They're addicted to drugs. Let me ask you something. If everybody is treated the same way in this state, why isn't Charlie Sheen or daughter Bush in prison right now for drug use? Because they're not poor and they're not people of color. There's only one governor candidate who vows to mend three strikes. That's Peter Miguel Camejo, the Green Party. There's only one lieutenant governor candidate who is committed to mending three strikes. That's Donna J. Warren, me, the Green Party. There is only one party that is committed to amending three strikes, the Green Party. No disrespect to Jackie Goldberg. She's a wonderful person. No disrespect to any individual Democrats who are trying to amend this law. But they can't do it because the Democrats and the Republicans rely too heavily on the funding from prison guards. Did you know that prison guards after 4 years make $75,000, but that your teachers will retire after 25 years with $60,000, yet our children are our most precious assets? Think about it. Get out of your comfort zones. There are Greens in the audience today. They've got voter registration forms. Change your party. Vote Green. Change your party to Green. Get out of that comfort zone. And I'm going to leave you with this, because that's what's keeping us in this hole. That's what's keeping us fighting for three strikes and not having any real voice, because we're not backing the people who back our issues. Do not vote for Gray Davis. Do not vote for Cruz Bustamante. If you can't leave that comfort zone and you must vote for Gray Davis, make sure that you don't vote for Cruz Bustamante with his in-calling self. Vote for Donna Warren. Change your party affiliation. If you can't do that, at least go to the polls in November and vote for Donna Warren, vote for Peter Miguel Camejo, and help us amend this law to violent felonies only. Thank you.